to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about corruption and how the government is now trying to create the argument that when the corporate media reports on government corruption, it is a threat to national security. And as an example, Senator Lieberman apparently got caught passing inside info regarding upcoming congressional votes to hedge fund managers so that they could basically, you know, make their hedges in accordance with news that other people didn't have. That's called insider trading. Now, insider trading is a crime. They did try and pass a law specifically targeting Congress from conducting insider trades based on their advanced knowledge of pending legislation. The law failed. Gee, I wonder why. But it's still covered under the general insider trading laws. You may not engage in stock trades based on information that is not generally in the public domain. And these hedge fund managers are getting this inside information from Senator Lieberman. They're continuing to loot the system, provide nothing of any benefit, no products, no services in exchange for that, and just continuing to rip off the system. Meanwhile, a little interesting double standard here. Speaking of corruption, and why is there so much of it? The FBI is in high dudgeon probing this congressman for his skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee and drinking during the Israel trip. Like there isn't a lot of that goes on anyway. But they're still not going to investigate Goldman Sachs for fraud. Now, this congressman who went for his skinny dip, it's a side issue. It's embarrassing for the GOP. You know, but we're all wild child from time to time, and it's not that big a deal. And the FBI is going to investigate it. But Goldman Sachs ruined Greece with their underhanded dealings, those currency swaps for Papandreou. Goldman Sachs has been caught up in the LIBOR scandal. No investigation. We don't need to investigate them. They're a swell bunch of Joes. They're good campaign contributors. We can't investigate them. What would happen to America's political structure if they had to go back to getting campaign donations from the people? Chaos would result. We might actually get somebody who thinks the people are important. We can't have that. Now, I want to talk about this story about this Marine, Brandon Raub. Now, he's a former Marine, and he has been basically involuntarily committed to a psychological hospital regarding some posts he put out on Facebook in which he said that certain government officials and CEOs ought to be arrested, which is certainly true. We know that Mitt Romney's committed felony violations of election law. We know that CEOs admit to fraud. But they grab him. I think they're trying to make an example of him to scare the rest of us into silence. Not going to work, I might add. But remember, declaring critics of the government to be insane, putting them in mental hospital in order to discredit them, that's an old Soviet Union trick. You don't want to listen to what this person is saying about he was in a mental hospital. You don't want to listen to him. He is crazy. Doesn't matter how much photographic evidence he has or how much what he says makes logical sense. He is mentally ill. You don't want to talk to him. You know, the Soviets used that. Now the U.S. government is using it. Meanwhile, there are new developments regarding this amazing sexual discrimination lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano. And apparently she and her gal pals were treating the men in the office like a personal harem and other allegations. Now the federal government wants the exact explicit details removed from the lawsuit so that nobody really knows just how completely out of control it was over there. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant. And spring for a Texas Ready Bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. And if you have one of those old cans, send it in and we'll give you 10% off a genuine Liberty Seed Bank. No questions asked. Remember, nothing good comes from a can.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to comment on that last commercial that you heard. If you have never gardened, if you have never farmed, the time to buy the seeds and learn how to grow your food is right now. I know in this age of high technology and instant gratification, you know, if you think you're going to wait until coming apart, and then you buy the seeds and put them in the ground, you go out the next day and use the food. That doesn't work like that. Especially in the northern latitudes, there are planting seasons and harvesting seasons, and if you are thinking about doing this and you have the space in your property, the time to start is right now. Don't let it wait. It's a little bit harder to grow a food garden than most city kids anticipate. All right, I want to get back to this sexual discrimination lawsuit at the Department of Homeland Security. One of the big failings in feminism during the feminist revolution of the 1990s. Now, the original feminist movement was about equal pay for equal work, equal access to education, equal access to credit, all kinds of things that made really a lot of sense. And a lot of people, including yours truly, supported the early feminist movement, what they called the equity feminist movement. Then a bunch of opportunists came in and they hijacked the movement and they turned it into the militant mid-bash feminism that said men were disposable, send them off to war, we don't need them, you know, lesbianism is cool and all the rest of that. All men are rapists and that's all they're on, all that stuff that was kind of going on there. And it created a feminist culture which viewed sexual harassment by men against women as wrong, and it is, but viewed harassment by women against men as their just reward. It's our turn now, which, of course, doesn't solve any real problems. And that seems to be a big part of what's going on here, because this lawsuit against Janet Napolitano and other members of her so-called gal pals, we're talking about an environment in which the women felt free to basically have these sort of sexual games going on with the rest of the office staff. And let me make a point here, a little harmless flirtation. You know, nobody should make a big deal about that. In fact, when I was working in Europe, the social culture was very, very different. If you didn't flirt with the girls in the office, they thought they were being insulted. And you would find a lot of spelling mistakes in your documents, or you'd find tapes would go missing and stuff like that. They expected a little flirtation, you know, especially in Italy. And a little harmless flirtation, you know, that's a cool thing. It sort of makes the office environment a little bit more relaxed. But the feminists said, no, any flirt, even touching their hands, that's harassment. You shouldn't do that. And, of course, in Hollywood, they were screaming about the casting couch. And, yes, there's a lot of that that goes on. But sometimes it's initiated by the girls, not by the producers. And it's a very, very much complex issue. And so here we are today with all of a sudden the ascendancy of women to the peaks of power, and they figured this is their time to get back. So they have this situation where there are all these sexual games going on in the Department of Homeland Security, which is why terrorists can sneak into the country unopposed here. And apparently there was this one lady who was literally calling up male subordinates, you know, in this hotel room, and how do I put this politely, demanding oral gratification situation. And apparently there was a pattern where male employees who would play along with these sex games were rewarded, and those who did not were subject to pranks. In three cases, apparently, the guy's office was literally put into the men's room, and his nameplate was put on the men's room door, that kind of stuff. I think we can all agree that's a little bit over the top. And so now the federal government is saying the American people really don't need to know that this kind of stuff is going on in their government offices. Yeah, actually we do, because those are our government offices. We paid for them. We are paying those salaries. And if the government is going to come out here into our private workplaces and scream about sexual harassment, then we have an equivalent, if not superior, right to do the same thing to these federal government offices. And we do have a right to know all of these details of what's going on, whether it's Janet Napolitano's people demanding sexual favors of their male subordinates, or the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the Minerals Management Service spending all day on their taxpayer-funded computers surfing internet porn. We do have a right to know that. We are the boss of this. Our money pays for all of this. You are our employees. And frankly, I don't think you behave very well. No feminist would tolerate that kind of behavior by men against women, and they'd be right. You should not tolerate it by women against men, just because they're women. So this one's not going to go away very quickly, and the fact that the government is trying to have the lawsuit rewritten in vague terms, the lurid details taken out, basically said it's another cover-up. This is starting to feel like the fall of Rome, where Caligula was up there, and the excesses of Rome. Everybody's having parties and orgies and, you know, drink to excess and everything, because they all know it's going to fall apart anyway in the very near future. So eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow all those credit default swaps come due. More and more people are starting to come out to challenge the government's official explanation for the purchase of all this hollow point ammunition by various government agencies, including the National Weather Service. The federal government's explanation is that it's just ammunition for federally mandated firearms training for these various agencies. They need a lot of bullets because apparently they can't hit the targets. And so far, they have bought up enough ammunition to shoot every living American five times. And as anybody who uses firearms understands, these are hollow point bullets. These are man killers. You don't use them to target shoot because they are much more expensive The ammunition you use to target shoot is very inexpensive. It's not designed to last a long time. It's not designed to do anything other than punch holes in paper. And it's very inexpensive for that very reason. You're going to go through a lot of it. Hollow point ammunition is what you keep in the gun to actually use against somebody. So this idea that this is just training ammunition for the National Weather Service at all doesn't wash at all. Now, we had a caller to the show yesterday who raised a very good point. And that is that the government is buying up so much ammunition, it is limiting supplies to the police departments. And it may be that the U.S. government is simply trying to buy up all the ammunition they can so that the American people, when they have finally had enough, can't buy any ammunition. Now, I'm opposed to a violent revolution because we know that is exactly what the U.S. federal government has been preparing for. But as I've said many times before, the good news is the government is preparing to fight the wrong kind of revolution because this revolution is virtual. It's taking place in cyberspace. And with any luck, we're going to keep it here so that the innocent don't have to bleed in the streets. And at some point, I mean, the government and the financial system are poised on the edge of collapse. No private central banking system can sustain because it always creates more debt than it creates money. And papering it over and printing the debt away or creating a new super bank, which is what they're talking about now in Europe, isn't going to solve the problem. Yes, every nation enslaved to a private central bank is drowning in debt. So by all means, let's just create a bigger version of the same thing and hope that fixes the problem. But it's all going to come crashing down. We're seeing the signs around us all the time. I imagine the U.S. government hopes there's going to be a violent revolution. They may try and start one at the Tampa Convention next week. Spark it all across. Remember Operation Garden Plot and Cable Splice, the plan to deliberately stage riots in multiple cities in order to justify martial law and the suspension of the Constitution. They're certainly arming the Republican convention. They've got machine guns on boats along the waterfront. The police are already practicing riot control. They want a violent uprising. That they know how to deal with because they're still living in the 1950s up there in Capitol Hill. They don't know how to deal with a virtual revolution. They don't know how to deal with the alternative media. They're still playing the game by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War. And they just don't understand. They've never been able to get their minds around how the alternative media and the internet and the blogs have fundamentally changed the way information flows through society. And there is no going back. We have transformed the world as dramatically as Gutenberg did with inexpensive printing. And they tried to control that and suppress it and shut it down, and it didn't work. And this is not going to work either. Just patience. I counsel patience. We don't need to take up arms against the government. They're busy destroying themselves right before our very eyes. Speaking of which, a little story on the corporate media while I was watching the commercial where Aiken, he of the opinion that women who are raped will spontaneously avoid pregnancy, is refusing to step down and leave the race, which is just demonstrating to everybody that the GOP leadership is already self-destructing. They've lost control over the machine. The GOP machine at the heart of the Republican Party is starting to fragment and break down. They're losing control. They're self-destructing. They've fallen on their own sword. They've hoisted with their own petard. Apparently, scientists have now demonstrated the ability to accurately predict your movements based on your mobile phone data. And they're going to use it to basically forecast where you might be the next day in order to forestall potential criminal activity. So, folks, every once in a while, trade your cell phone with somebody else for a day. That'll screw the system up. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day.
Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm getting some emails about my comments about the Department of Homeland Security sexual harassment suit. When I worked for a major corporation in the 70s and 80s, a woman told me that she and her girlfriend thought I was gay because I didn't hit on them. But this same woman was a member of a women's group called Sisters, spelled S-Y-S-T-E-R-S, in the company, who tried to set up male managers for harassment claims, and then they got 3 male managers removed and bragged about it. And, yeah, that was another thing that came out of that whole secondary phase of hijacked feminism, where women were encouraged to use sexual harassment charges to get rid of competition in the workplace. And my first wife actually did that to one of her managers, and I was very dubious about that. And I remember one other time I was working at a film company, and I had this female supervisor who was, she was a tease, to put it bluntly, and it was very uncomfortable because I was going through problems with my first marriage dissolving anyway. So that kind of behavior is there, and the problem is that if it's wrong in one direction, it needs to be wrong in the other direction. And the latter day feminist movement, the gender feminist movement, was basically saying it's our turn. This is payback. If you do it to us, it's oppression. If we do it to you, it's empowerment. And women were encouraged to falsely report rape. It became the second most commonly false reported crime in America, according to the FBI supplementary crime statistics. And Catherine Comans, the assistant dean of student activity at Vassar University, was quoted in Time magazine as saying a false rape charge is good for a man. That's how completely out of control it got. And we look back on that now and recognize that that militant male-bashing feminism was one of the earliest steps toward dehumanizing the male population in order to make it easier to put them onto a ship or an airplane and send them off to fight in the war zone. Because if you look at earlier wars, opposition to war generally came from the women caring for their children or their brothers or their husbands. Mother's Day began as an anti-war protest. And so in order to get this century of war that the Project for the New American Century was all talking about, they needed to make men disposable in our society in order to send more of them off to the war. And we look back on that. That's the reason feminism got hijacked. And by the way, there's a good book on the subject. Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Summers. She herself was a feminist, but she saw what was happening to that social movement, how it got turned from this force for equality and fairness and just got turned into this ugly, twisted monster. And so if you can get a hold of a copy of the book, I'm sure it's probably out there in print someplace. It's Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Summers, and it's a really, really good book for you looking at. Interesting article just this second crossed my desk. It's out of sequence, but I feel like mentioning it anyway. There is a class action lawsuit that alleges these online travel websites, Priceline, Expedia, Travelocity, or Hotels.com, and the hotel chains that they represent are engaging in price fixing so that the best price guarantee you often see is really just the number the hotel operators are setting. They're not really shopping for bargains. And by the way, we tried that kayak.com, and we noticed all the offers were basically exactly the same price. So it's just another come on to get you to come in and pay the price. You're not really getting a bargain. It was deceptive advertising. There's now a class action lawsuit against that. By all the fraud going on there. Who can you trust? What can you believe in? You know, I suppose I wouldn't believe in anything if it wasn't for my lucky astrology mood watch with the Elvis glow in the dark band. Getting back to more serious situations here, more and more analysts are looking at the bluster coming out of Israel regarding Iran, and they're coming to the same conclusion that we did here, which is it's an attempt to put pressure on U.S. government officials and especially the candidates. It's an attempt to reassure the Israeli people that a war on Iran will be mostly between the U.S. and Iran, and that people of Israel don't have to worry about losing their own kids. And like the little boy who cried nuclear wolf, or in Netanyahu's case, nuclear duck, too often, people just, they're tuning out. They're tuning out. And we're beginning to even see within the U.S. government itself a tendency to start splitting away from the official Israeli dogma. Because as you're probably aware, there have been all of these Jewish settler attacks on Palestinians, including an attempted lynching. And now the U.S. State Department terrorism report is calling these terrorist incidents, acts of terror. Burning down their homes, destroying their crops, attacks with stones, ropes, everything. The U.S. State Department is now saying, yeah, these are acts of terror by the Jewish settlers against the Palestinian people. So Israel's government is in the process of destroying itself. It just went one line, one step too far, which seems to be a habitual problem. And the world sees them for exactly what they are, just as they see the U.S. government for exactly what it is. And so international support for all of this stuff is pretty much collapsing right here. False flag attacks, certainly possible. We've got Tampa next week. We've got the Labor Day weekend after that with all the sporting events. Netanyahu's in a panic. Who knows what he might do? We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently over in Worcester, there was a Ron Paul Liberty Festival. The police have just walked in and shut it down. I'm looking at the headline only. I'll get the details on that. But it looks like you will not do whatever. It was a noise complaint, and they basically shut it down. If you're going to have a noisy festival, you will have it from Mitt Romney, you person, you. Now, Department of Defense is coming out, and they're issuing this statement that U.S. veterans suffering from head trauma may become violent and dangerous. Well, yeah. Head trauma can trigger all kinds of things, and I'm wondering why the Department of Defense is stating something that's been known to medical science for a long time here. And the Department of Defense may be saying this to try and explain away the epidemic of suicides that are taking place among serving military, or this may be part of the campaign to arbitrarily say that returning U.S. veterans are not allowed to have their Second Amendment rights, that being the most trained and combat-ready member of the citizenry in the event of a revolution. But it just struck me as kind of a weird thing for them to be coming out with today. Meanwhile, over at the San Onofre plant in California, Southern California, Edison has just announced plans to lay off 730 workers, which may be the beginning of the indications that, the plant is never going to return to full operation. As you're probably aware, this all goes back to what was claimed to be routine maintenance and replacement to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, so inspections weren't required, but it was actually an upgrade to the heat exchangers to allow the reactor to put out more energy, generate more electricity, drive up the profits. And they decided they didn't want the NRC looking over their shoulders, so they said it was just routine maintenance. They put in a whole new heat exchanger. It's turned out the pressure tubes inside the exchanger were made out of an inferior alloy, and it corroded a lot faster than anybody expected it to. So they had to shut that down. And Southern California Edison may be looking at a complete rebuild of that whole secondary cooling loop and turbine system, and they may have decided they just don't have the money to do it right now. So it's very alarming that they're starting to lay off workers, about one-third of their entire workforce. Now, following hard on the heels of the Fukushima disaster, the Japanese government announced it was going to shut down all their nuclear power systems because many of them are that same reactor design that failed during the quake and tsunami. We now know that the failures occurred before the tsunami even hit, and the reactors were sold to Japan as being able to withstand quakes greater than they actually suffered. This is all General Electric design, by the way, and we have about 20, 25 of those same reactors in the United States of America, including along the New Madrid Fault. So then the government of Japan, because of their economic difficulties, said, well, we're going to have to go back to using nuclear power because it is ultimately cheaper than importing and burning petroleum, especially as the war zones get a little bit more crazy. And the people of Japan protested en masse, huge protests against the government. That's not something you see a lot of in Japan. Well, apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Japanese government has reversed itself again and is now saying they're going to continue with the original plan of shutting down all nuclear power. Now, I want to make a point here, and I said this before. You can have safe nuclear power. You can have safe oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. You can have all of this stuff as long as the money junkies are not the ones making the safety decisions. Every one of these disasters that we have suffered involves some money junkie saying, we don't need to spend money on this. We don't need to spend money on that. We've got bonuses to pay. And disaster resulted. There is one nuclear power station just down the coast from Fukushima. I forget the name of it. But it was the subject of this very interesting story because when it was being built, there was this one engineer who demanded the seawall against tsunamis be built considerably higher than was required by Japanese law. And he did that because in walking around the area where the power station was built, he found these ancient markers that marked the high water point of tsunamis that had hit Japan before. And so he said, we need to build up to these markers because we know tsunamis have hit this high. And he waged this one-man campaign and finally got the construction company to agree to the higher tsunami wall. When the big quake hit that destroyed Fukushima, the tsunami came up to just inches below the top of this higher seawall at this power station, and the power station was saved. And sadly, the engineer who waged this one-man campaign to get the higher seawall had passed away and doesn't realize what a hero he turned out to be. But he stood alone against the money junkies. He got his higher seawall. The power station was saved. We can have all this stuff. We can make it work. We just can't let the money junkies make those key safety decisions. All right, we got a caller on the line, Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm considering your contemplations about Fukushima and some of the other power plants like San Onofre is shut down, and there seems to be a reasonably excess number of these power plants experiencing similar failure problems of pipe tubes. And I would suggest that the control programs, which could have been corrupted, co-opted, or perhaps supplanted with encrypted programs placed within by the special maintenance personnel or security personnel, which in many cases were, in fact, Israeli trained, could have provided the special abilities to modify the chemication or the treatment of the water systems that are going inside those tubes, which could have, by design, accelerated the failure of the tubes by creating corrosive conditions due to improper mixings, although it may have been replicated.
There's no motive for that. There's no motive for that. Let me, first of all, what you're ignoring are two facts. First of all nuclear power stations are designed with a maximum lifespan. And the deal is we're going to build this, we're going to run it, and on this date, we will shut it down. And the reason for that is very simple. Under intense neutron flux, metal will fatigue, and it will fatigue to the point where it can no longer carry the strains or the pressures it was originally designed to carry. And that's the reason there's a mandated shutdown on all of these nuclear reactors. The pressure vessel will fatigue from the neutron radiation, so will all the tubing and the primary cooling loop. That's why there's a shutdown day. The reactors that are having problems in the United States right now, some of them have been operated past the end of their expected life cycle, and that's why there's an issue there. As far as the San Onofre case, they went in and made a modification to the reactor, and they must have known something was not going to pass inspection because they basically misrepresented the work to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission so that they wouldn't have to be inspected. And, of course, blame must also lie with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which, like the SEC and the Minerals Management Service, seems to have been kind of content to let the industry police itself. And that was always a mistake. So I don't think we need to look for nefarious purposes when accident and stupidity form the perfect Occam's razor explanation.
Well, I don't discount that accident and stupidity could be a plausible deniability, although it is not without discounting the nature of this particular administration to use any agency action as a form of subverting the will of the people and perhaps attacking
okay,
the people.
Okay, but you're not telling me what would be the point of destroying our nation's nuclear reactors. I mean, that you know, they make money, they pay taxes, they do campaign donations.
If you're a psychopath and you hate America anyway and you want to destroy it by any pretense it means purposes, just like the Israelis have destroyed Palestine.
Well, now you're talking about a lone individual, you know, rather than an entire government structure. I'm sorry, what you're saying just doesn't really make any sense. There's no clear motive, and there's certainly no evidence to support it. And there is at hand a very simple explanation that, you know, neutron radiation weakens metal. That's why there's supposed to be a cutoff date. And in the case of San Onofre, we know that the procedure, the manufacturing was shortcut. Somebody decided to order a less costly material to build the exchange tubes out of. And again, when they start making money junkie, cost-cutting decisions, that's when disaster is going to happen.
Well,
is there anything else?
It wasn't merely just tying it to these two, but there are many others here in the U.S., in Germany, and other places in the world.
Okay, Chris.
They're having
Chris,
the same type of problems.
Is there something else you'd like to talk about?
That's all for me. Thank you very much.
All right, Michael. Thanks an awful lot.
You bet.
Okay. Well, that's when not what he taught the screener that he wanted to say. All right. Yeah. The best explanation for everything is accident and stupidity, or greed. Put greed in the list there. All righty. Now, you probably saw this on the corporate media because they've been talking about it all day long. Apparently, over in Delaware, there's this story breaking where there's this daycare center, and these three daycare workers were taking care of the little tiny toddlers so that mommy could go off to work and support the tax structure, basically encouraging the toddlers to fight each other, sort of a little preschool fight club going on there. Maybe they were making book on the side or something. And three daycare workers have been arrested. And they said, yeah, they were goading the toddlers to fight each other. I mean, physically fight each other. Now, clearly, those daycare workers misunderstood what No Child Left Behind was intended to do, which was to pre-train children to go into the military. I think it's kind of a little bit sick. I think it's another indication of the deterioration and decay of our social structure. People are just going with their first instinct. They're seeing our politicians do exactly that, start wars, grab everything they can. the people can be forgiven for starting to say, I just want to do what I want to do. I'm not going to play by the rules anymore. The rules aren't for my benefit. They don't help me. I'm going to go out and do whatever it is I want to do. Of course, it's bad for the kids. And it's a reminder that really children are much better taken care of by their own parents who love them and are emotionally bonded to them and care for them. You put them in, basically daycare is the McDonald's version of a home. And this is the result that we get. And I don't even want to get into that whole McMartin story over there. Now, here's an interesting story, and I don't know if somebody was dangerously naive or this is just another scam, but apparently there is this Golden Nugget Atlantic City Casino was running what is called a mini baccarat game, and apparently the players landed 41 winning hands in a row. And this is where it gets really bizarre. The Golden Nugget Atlantic City Casino was using what are called pre-shuffled cards. In other words, they come from the factory inside their plastic wrap with a little tax sticker on there. And they're supposed to already be shuffled. So you can just start dealing. You don't have to take time away from winning money from the gamblers to actually do that shuffling yourself. They're pre-shuffled. And so apparently the players kept seeing the same sequence of cards dealt over and over and over again. And they ran 41 hands in a row with bets up to $5,000, and they won $1.5 million, and the casino's refusing to pay. And they're suing the players, even though obviously this so-called pre-shuffled deck of cards is the issue. And I can't believe the casino was so greedy that they didn't want to take the time to shuffle the cards themselves. Pre-shuffled? You know the factory is just printing the cards in a different sequence and using the same machinery to put it together. So, of course, it's going to be predictable coming out of there. Man, somebody made a really, really bad decision there. Pre-shuffled, and they believed that? And they didn't, like, take several decks of the cards and play a couple of simulated games to check? I think the casino is going to be forced to make good on this. They may sue that card company out of business. Anyway, we got another caller on the line. John in Austin, aloha, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, a few moments ago you had mentioned about how the Department of Defense had come back and saying that brain injuries could have a delay, cause delayed problems in troops. And, you know, and how this has been known, like you said, for a very, very long time. And, you know, what would be the reason for them coming out and saying this? And I'm sure you're aware of the situation that happened over the weekend where the Marine was picked up and is being held under psychiatric observation.
Mm-hmm.
Raub is his name, R-A-U-B.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier in the show.
Right. And is being held under psychiatric observation, which eliminates a lot of problems. If you stop and think about it for a minute, he can be held pretty much indefinitely till the doctors say he is not a danger or threat to himself or the community. He's not arrested.
So he doesn't get a trial.
He doesn't get a trial. He doesn't, you know, his rights are suspended. And everything. A friend of mine has been in contact with the family and keeping people posted on what's going on with the situation. And it's a very chilling situation, in my opinion.
Yes.
And this could be the Department of Defense, because he is in a VA psychiatric hospital or a unit within a hospital, and saying, you know, well, God, these guys could have had some kind of brain injury, and they've now kind of twisted off and are making these statements, and we're picking them up for their own good to get them treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I was going to say, as I mentioned earlier in the show, this was an old tactic that the Soviet Union used to do to silence dissenters. If anybody was speaking out about how badly the country was being managed, I mean, even back when that whole Lysenkoism fiasco was taking place and triggered massive famine across the Soviet Union, anybody who spoke out against the government, they wouldn't arrest them and put them on trial because that would turn them into a martyr, and the people would gather around them. So what they would do is they would say, oh, this guy's got to be mentally ill. He's just saying crazy things. And they put him in a mental hospital, and they'd let him sit there for a while. And then they could basically go out in the media and say, well, you don't want to listen to what that guy was saying. He was mentally ill. He's in a mental hospital now. You don't want to pay attention to what he's saying. And I think they did that in the case of this Marine. And I think they did it to send a warning message to other ex-Marines that they can do the same thing to them. We have to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take another phone call. Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. Early in the program, you mentioned there that
with the drones, they adopt now a strategy where they do a follow-up drone strike. When the people come to rescue the people that that had been blown
the,
up,
the first the responders, survivors. The emergency workers, ambulance drivers, yes, that sort of thing, yes.
The same thing that was being done in the bombing of civilian targets in the Second World War, especially in Dresden. They waited about 2 hours until all the rescue crews from the surrounding towns and cities came to assist the people in Dresden, and then they made the second bombing on.
Yes. And the United States government holds the position that that kind of a tactic represents an act of terror, and yet we see the United States government using that same tactic. You know, okay for us, bad if the other people do it.
Well, look at the, most of the accusers, they've done at least 10 times as much as the ones they're accusing of.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with you. You know, the top war criminals are all in this country right now.
Oh, and they're right at the top?
Yes, sadly they are. And again, it is the curse of political power that it attracts the very kind of people who should never be allowed to have it. And in a future world, hopefully, we will have some kind of a test for sociopathic behavior and say, if you're a sociopath, you're medically unfit for office.
Well, you know, that's a start. But at the present time, we have to deal with all the sociopaths that are in position of power. Last night, I watched a YouTube about the Seneca lady, you know, a native tribe from southern United States.
Yes.
And she said something like, broomstick revolution. She had formed a group of activists, and they were promoting the broomstick revolution, basically sweep the garbage out.
I did see that. And, it's a great symbolism, and certainly... You know, I have that graphic I put up at my website of the Joker saying, "This town needs an enema," which is a line from the first Batman movie. And behind him, of course, is the Capitol building.
Listen, if I may make another point.
Yes.
You mentioned about the dissidents in the Soviet Union. I remember that in the mid-70s, it wasn't any more acceptable, and they wanted to upgrade their image. So they said anybody who didn't agree to their benevolent communist system, there must be something wrong in their head.
Yes.
But, they were doing the same thing at the very same time here in Canada. The people that were blowing the whistle on crimes, they were being picked up under false accusation and put in mental institutions.
Well, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, Werner. We'll be right back.
You're welcome.
Are you against